com today.
Start your weekdays with Chris Oakes and Good Mornings, 6 till 9 on your news, sports, and weather authority, 1330 WFIN.
Here's your Storm Center 11 forecast. For today, mostly cloudy, warmer, and more humid. We'll have some clusters of thunderstorms move through the area this morning with some heavy downpours likely, and then the chance for some thunderstorms later this afternoon. Again, heavy rainfall is the main threat with these. Highs today will be in the mid to upper 80s. For tonight, muggy with some areas of fog and the chance for a few scattered storms, lows in the lower 70s. For Thursday and Friday, hot and humid with highs in the low 90s. For WFIN, this is News 11 meteorologist Mike Stone.
71 degrees now at 1330 WFIN. Let's get the delays and cancellations list quickly here, courtesy of Gene Stevens Honda and the Huntington Bank. As far as schools go, Angeline School and Industries on a two-hour delay. Blanchard Valley Industries closed. Trinity Lutheran Genera is closed. Findlay City Schools in-service has been canceled. All activities at the high school have been canceled. Staff should not report unless called. Hardin Northern, a two-hour delay. Heritage Christian is closed. Mohawk on a two-hour delay. North Baltimore, a two-hour delay. Riverdale is closed. Upper Sandusky is closed. Staff should report for work day, though. These are the preschool and child care centers that have been closed today. Almost Home Infant Care and Preschool, Children's Corner, DNS Daycare, Fab's Summer Daycare, Home Base Daycare, Kids or Kids Child Care, Maryland's Lifelong Learning Center, One Amazing Place Child Care Center, Something Special Learning Center, YMCA Child Development Center, Brown Mackey College has been closed, and Owens Community College in Findlay campus has been closed as well. We've also got a couple of other the list is getting so long. We're going to hit some of the highlights. All of the closings and cancellations can be found on our website at WFIN.com. But some of the highlights: Hantech First Shift has been canceled. Flag City Morning Rotary canceled. Santo America employees south of the river should not report. All Hancock County offices closed. The Marathon Business Complex in Findlay is closed. Hancock County Agency on Aging closed. The Findlay Post Office is closed. The Hancock County License Bureau, Community Action Commission office closed. No hats transportation. All events at Findlay High School, as we mentioned, the Hancock Park District offices, Hancock County Humane Society. The list really is goes on and on and on. And as we mentioned, the entire list can be found online at WFIN.com. That's maybe the best way of referring you back to all of the list. We'll hit the highlights here. Again, a service of Gene Stevens Honda and the Huntington Bank. Findlay Mayor Tony Iriti is with us in the studio this morning. And I know, Mr. Mayor, it has been an incredibly long couple of days here for you in the past 24-plus hours. So we appreciate you taking the time to come in. Where do things stand right now? What can you tell us about where things are right now?
Well, the last reading that we got from the National Weather Service was that now the expected crust is about 2 p.m. this afternoon, and they're expecting that crust to be at about 18 feet. At 6 o'clock this morning, the level was at about 17.6 feet, mm-hmm. And it's still rising about 2 and a quarter inches an hour. So if that holds true and it continues to rise at that and goes through the crest, we will have the worst flood in our history. It'll surpass the 1913 flood.
Well, already I know a lot of folks saying we haven't seen flooding like this in 26 years since the 1981 flood, and this, as you say, could even be worse than anything we've seen before.
No, absolutely. You know, unfortunately, it's all across the country. It's happening everywhere. Mm-hmm. Down south of us, yesterday they had about 8 to 10 inches of rain. You know, we had 6 inches of rain. Mm-hmm. All of those things play a part. And then also, I think, you know, this morning or yesterday morning, I guess it is now, was really kind of strange because the flooding we saw in the morning was mm-hmm. actually flash floods.
Right.
So people that really have never gotten flooded before were flooded in the morning. That subsided. Then the river rose, and then all of the places where it normally floods flooded.
Was that part of the challenge in that those initial waters started to recede somewhat, and people thought, well, this is over. It's past.
Yeah, exactly. I think you know, one area in particular was Howard Run, which comes from the north, runs down to East Folk Street and then cuts across over to Howard Street. Mm-hmm. You know, that was totally underwater. We had to close off the Trenton Avenue overpass because of that. Hasn't happened before. Then it goes away just as quickly as it comes, and then the river begins to rise. There's just no place for all the water to go.
And then, as we mentioned in the forecast, it is the last thing in the world that we need, but there is actually more rain in the forecast, and you look outside now and you see the lightning. I have to say, when I woke up this morning and I looked outside, and even at that point the storms weren't here, but you could see the flashes of lightning, my heart kind of just skipped a beat or two. I'm sure the same thing for you.
Absolutely. And, you know, and as I've said many times, is that anymore, I worry more about what it does down in Lima and Kenton and the southern part of Hancock County than what actually happens here in Findlay. But all of that combined, you know, Lima this morning got hit again with another 2 inches of rain. Arlington got really hammered yesterday. And so a lot of the effects that we're seeing is the Eagle Creek coming. We've just had so much water and the water rescues. And unfortunately, with everything that happened in the morning, both our police and fire department are stretched to its limits. I just talked to the fire chief a little bit ago. We have 20 boats and 10 squads from all over Northwest Ohio that are coming in because we have such a backlog of evacuations that are sitting out there yet. Mm-hmm. And as I told you just before we went on air, that we're evacuating the evacuation shelter
at St. Andrews.
At St. Andrews.
That is being moved to the Cube, so we should mention that shelter is being moved to the Cube. So, again, the point being in all of this, and you're talking about the resources and the rescue personnel that are out there working feverishly as quickly as they can for those who still are in need of help. It could be a while.
It's unfortunate because everybody wants to get out, and we want to get everybody out.
Understandably so, yeah.
But there's only so much that you can do. You know, last evening, Randy Greeno and I had to go on a boat to go check out a sewer problem, and on the way back, we evacuated three people from their houses on the way back from that. So we have Fostoria, and that's what I want to mention, is that everybody's been so tremendous in helping. Fostoria has their boat and squad here, Van Loo, Allen Township, everybody that has one, Pleasant, Macomb, all of the folks that have boats, our boats out there. So we've had five squads working all night long, interchanging people, and now we'll have 20 more boats and 10 more squads coming. Hopefully we'll be able to get some of those things done this morning.
You opened up the City of Findlay's call center yesterday morning when this first started. Have you been satisfied with the way that that whole thing has operated? That's something that you've kind of put in place after we got through the first round of these floods, well, I guess, you know, back in January and, you know, December and January. Have you been satisfied with the way that has taken shape?
Yeah, it really has. It's worked tremendously well. We've had, I don't know how many calls, but at the phone, even through the night, we had it manned all through the evening, all through the morning. You know, people are concerned about how do they get to work and what do they do. And that's another thing I really want to mention, is that for people, that the only north-south road is the interstate. That's the only way to get across, to get from north to south. Main Street is closed. You can't get through it. Blanchard is closed. Sixth Street going east is closed. Sandusky Street, East Main Cross, West Main Cross. Even now, I think Sandusky and Western Avenue is underwater. Mm-hmm. Crawford Street, and I wanted to mention, our city offices are closed today as well because we're surrounded by water, the jail surrounded by water, and so it's just, we ask that people, you know, if you have to go to work, call your employer. That's between you and their employer. We're never going to tell anybody they can't go to work, but understand it's going to take a long time because all the main arteries are closed.
And the bottom line is, if you don't have to be out on the roads, don't.
Please don't. And we have a lot of people that like to just come by and look to see what's going on.
Sure.
And if fact, is on my way down here, I saw a little old gentleman cruising right down the middle of Main Street where there was a little bit of water, but there's no place for him to go.
Yeah. So stay at home. If all I know, you declared the city under a civil emergency.
Correct.
Just to emphasize that point.
Yes. And also then this morning about, I think about 4 a.m., the county commissioners through Gary Valentine and the EMA have issued a local disaster, which will be then sent on to Columbus so that the governor can declare it a disaster. And hopefully we can get some state aids and some help from the state. You know, one of the things that, and I want to express to people, is that we've tried since the wee hours of the morning to get the National Guard. But until the governor declares a disaster, the National Guard can't come in to help in that. And that's where
steps have to be taken there.
Steps have to be taken, and we're just following everything we can.
Now, I know that all of this, the timing of all of this, we were talking a little bit yesterday, this happens just as the city of Findlay begins to undertake some flood mitigation measures. Liberty Street Dam was removed, and that's really about the only thing that significantly has happened. Although I was thinking this morning, just a few weeks ago, the river levels were so low that we got some of that junk. I remember we were talking about volunteers removing some of that junk, and that obviously has to help. The less junk in the river, that certainly helped. But really, the only significant thing has been the Liberty Street Dam. Have you seen that has had any effect at all?
It's hard to tell with the sheer volume of water that we've had now. You know, it's just really tough to tell. And people, you know, they saw the riffle structures going in, but they need to understand the riffle structures are there to help keep water in the river when there are low water levels. It does nothing for flood mitigation. Removing the dam does. Another, I guess, a good point is that Congressman Jordan was in town yesterday and last evening, and I got a call from him, and he's pledged all of his help and support, and I told him, I said, I'll be back down to Washington here as soon as we get through this water. And we need to get the Army Corps moving, because the longer it takes to do that, you know, we need a long-term solution.
I know we were sitting around the studios here yesterday saying, boy, this is the time when we need the Army Corps to actually be here to see what's going on. But these wheels move slowly, and the first step has been taken. Unfortunately, you have an event like this. You wonder what, if anything, could, you know, make a significant...
And the only thing is that, you know, the significant change that could be done, and I think the Army Corps identified this way back in 1960, is that the banks have to be raised, whether that be a levee or a flood wall or something, because when you look at the banks of the Blanchard River, in some places it's only 4 feet high.
Yeah.
And when you have 11 feet as your flood stage, and then you have... in this case, 18 feet, there's no way to contain all that water anyway. Yeah.
And obviously, any of that would be years and years away. We're dealing with the here and now, and so here we are. Again, Findlay Mayor Tony Iriti, thank you very much for being with us. We certainly appreciate it. We'll let you get back to all of what you have to do today. We certainly appreciate you taking the time.
Thanks.
Thanks so much. It is 7:21 now on 1330 WFIN. Let's get another check of sports. And once again, here's Chris Miller.
In 1330
forecast here. Now the Storm Center 11 forecast from News 11 meteorologist Mike Stone. That flood warning continues. Chance of more thunderstorms with significant rainfall through the course of the day today. A high of 86. Tonight, a few scattered storms are possible. Otherwise, warm and muggy. Low of 71. Hot and humid with a chance of scattered rain tomorrow. And a high of 92. 71 degrees now at 1330 WFIN. And I understand that all city offices are closed.
Yeah, I just talked to Tony.
Mayor Iriti was mentioning just a moment ago, so we'll mention that once again. All city offices are closed. There are a number of cancellations and closings to get to. Let's hit some of the high points. Hentech First Shift is canceled. Sano America employees south of the river should not report to work. All Hancock County offices are closed. Hancock County offices are closed. The Marathon Business Complex in Findlay is closed. The Findlay Post Office is closed. Employees should not report until at least tomorrow, so there will be no mail service. If your mail comes out of the Findlay Post Office, will not be happening today. We're told that the courier City delivery may happen. County delivery today probably will not happen. So something to keep in mind there. All events at Findlay High School have been canceled. The Community Action Commission office is closed, so no HATS transportation today. All city offices, we mentioned, are closed, so we'll mention that once again. As far as schools go, let's get to those real quickly here. Angeline School and Industries on a two-hour delay. Blanchard Valley Industries are closed. Trinity Lutheran Genera is closed. All events and activities, the in-service at Findlay City Schools closed. Staff should not report unless called. Hardin Northern on a two-hour delay. Heritage Christian is closed. Mohawk on a two-hour delay. North Baltimore, two-hour delay. Riverdale is closed. Upper Sandusky is closed. Staff should report. Brown Mackey College closed. Owens Community College in Findlay is closed as well. And then a number of child care centers closed as well. So, again, all of the information courtesy of Gene Stevens Honda and the Huntington Bank, and it is available online at WFIN.com as well. I got to tell you, we're just overwhelmed here with all of these closings.
Yeah, it's just pretty hard to keep it all sorted out. What is amazing, what Tony Aridi was talking about, that if this crests where they think it is, would be the worst flood ever.
Ever, yeah.
I lived here in 81, and people were rowing boats by the Marathon building.
Mm-hmm.
And that one wasn't anywhere near as bad. It was worse than the 59, but not near as bad as the 13 one.
Yeah. This could not end for a while. And as you can hear, if you're listening on the air, you can hear the crackles of lightning, as you know, AM radio is susceptible to. So mm-hmm. you know that more storms are coming through. We've talked about it in the forecast. Could be some heavy rain. You can see it outside. Those clouds certainly not friendly. We will. There's the farm meeting place. Not much really to talk about there. It certainly
will get you a chuckle.
Farmers,
listen to the music.
Farmers,
they got their own problems now with this too.
Yeah, this was certainly not what they needed. It has been a difficult year, and more of this is certainly not needed as far as that goes.
The soybeans were actually looking pretty good after a pretty poor corn crop.
And now
you've got standing water and flooding in fields that can ruin it. The main thing here is the heat and humidity with the standing moisture.
Yeah.
You're looking at just a recipe for disease.
It's going to be a nightmare. We are actually late for the morning report, so let's go ahead and get into that now. That is coming up next. We will continue to keep you up to date as the morning goes along with the very latest information as we have it, as best as we can keep up. Check our website and keep refreshing that information for the latest details. Morning report is coming up next.
Holy cow, Batman! The hand-